I guess no fixture for you this week, but you've only been in the job a couple of weeks, so no rest for the wicked, I guess.
No. Boys have got the weekend off, but look, we've been working pretty hard on some structure and some things that we want to see in our game over the last couple of weeks. This week without a game gives us a bit more time to be able to manage that and look at some of those things. We've got a longer turnaround, obviously, the following week, the Sunday against Salford. So, yeah, we'll have enough time to be ready and hopefully improve a little bit from our first couple of games into the Salford game.
Have you learned plenty from those first two games? Obviously, got so close last week against Warrington as well.
Yeah, look, we were better. We were better against Warrington, but we're still letting too many soft tries, so that's got to be our issue. We've got to try and rectify that problem, and if we can do that, we'll be in a lot better place.
Obviously, the team showed a few weeks ago beating the Hull when they were top of the table. They've got the potential there to win the big games, and I guess it's seven big games now to secure that place in Super League next year.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, new competition, you know. Like an extended semi-final series, but you don't want to be in the grand final, so it's a bit different, but... Yeah, looking forward to it. It's exciting and probably scary at the same time. But, you know, we'll sort of take it one game at a time and have a crack at Salford first and dust ourselves off and get ourselves ready for the next one after that. But, looking forward to the challenge.
Whenever anyone comes from the other side of the world, they always find promotion and relegation an alien concept. But obviously it's something that you all want to be involved in that million-pound game and get those points on the board as quickly as possible.
Yeah, that's true. You know, it is a different concept for me, and probably where we come from, we don't have that as much as obviously you do over here, but it's a reality that, you know, there's a chance that the team might be playing in the top flight competition next year, so that's scary, and it should make us more than competitive in everything we do.
It's have to be a matter of making sure you're competitive, especially that the attitude's right for the games against the teams such as Featherstone and Ballyhoo, you're expected to beat and beat comfortably. They're going to go in those teams with nothing to lose to an extent.
Well, they will, and it'll be a different concept for sure. You know, I don't know too much about some of those teams, and to be honest, we'll concentrate on ourselves a little bit more and concentrate on our attitude and how we're going to steel ourselves to play for the next 7 weeks. So that's pretty important. Hopefully we can look back and look back with a bit of pride on, you know, the energy that we brought to every game and how we conducted ourselves and how we executed under pressure, because obviously there's going to be a lot of pressure come in the next 7 games.
And those 7 games, a chance for the players to certainly impress you in terms of thinking about the season ahead.
Yeah, that's for sure. You know, it gives me a chance to get another 7 weeks under our belt and probably assess the squad and where it's at and what we think we need. At this point in time, you know, it's been good. The boys have been really proactive in buying into sort of some principles and the staff, and everyone's been great. So everyone's made me feel welcome, and you know, the players themselves are working really hard to sort of buy into some new principles.
As much as you can't organise the fixtures in the order you like, I mean, are you pleased to have a fellow Super League team in the first round rather than one of the Championship sides?
Look, it doesn't really matter. I think most coaches are looking around the turnaround and how many days you've got between games. We're pretty consistent in that we've got one game on a Saturday but every other game on a Sunday. So, we're comfortable where we are. We understand Salford game will be a good challenge first up, and we'll steel ourselves and be ready for that.
And yourself, how are you finding life in Huddersfield and in the English game?
Yeah, enjoying it, absolutely. It's been great. You know, the town's been welcoming, everyone at the club's been great. You know, the style of footy that the team's playing Super League is... it's good to watch and good to coach against, and it's a challenge every week. Some terrific quality players here, and you know, every game, and it has shown in the results in the last sort of 6 weeks that anyone could beat anyone, and the difference between the top and the bottom sides in Super League is not a lot.